My name is Kevin Bjorke, and I work for NVIDIA Corporation in the Developer Relations Group. What this program is it's called FX Composer 2, and it's a program that allows programmers and game artists to interact with, create, and preview shaders for, in this case, the PlayStation 3 RSX chip, but it can also work with other kind of devices, so you can use it for PC games or any other kind of gaming environment. It's a program that's currently in alpha. It's part of the PlayStation 3 SDK, if you're a registered PlayStation developer, and we'll be releasing it to the general game development public later this year. It allows us, in this case, we're looking at a character, Mad Mod Mike, and I'm rendering him simultaneously with some simple shaders, which I can manipulate and change.
So what we're looking at here is the face of one of the characters in a game.
Right.
And it looks almost like it came from a photograph. I can still tell that it's animated, but mm-hmm. there is a certain resemblance to an actual person.
Yes, absolutely. So it's meant to be a fairly slick kind of thing. It has any kind of shader that you can imagine. You can code up and write and get it to run in this program.
Now,
and
a shader being...
A shader being the tiny piece of microcode that controls how each vertex is moved and how each pixel is colored. So each individual pixel, when you look at this picture and you're moving around in real time, is being completely recalculated with a little program just for that pixel.
So if you're getting light from a certain source, you need to be able to change the way that the surface of the skin looks. And the hair and the hat and everything else as that person turns in space.
Yes, and so in this particular character, he's lit by two lights, and one of the things that I was changing here was the color of the underlying tissue in his skin, because it's written with a sort of subsurface scattering algorithm so that light that strikes him tends to scatter out after it's gone through the material underneath his skin so that it looks soft and natural.
Now, had this technology been available before for gamers, but it just wasn't
Much
able to be mounted
to
on the earlier versions? Or
You could write code for earlier PC environments. You couldn't do this in a console environment until this year. And you certainly didn't have it very thoroughly integrated into the game development process, where we have a tool that lets you see what you're working on while you're doing it. I can take this model. This model came out in Collada format. I can tweak these shaders around, reassign the way that they're bound to things, re-export that as a Collada file, read it back into Maya, or read it into XSI, or read it directly into the PlayStation, because the Collada file format is an interchange format that allows any DCC application to read it. And so it's just never really been packaged up in a really clean way that you can just drag and drop, or you can very carefully hand edit, to give that full breadth of experience so that an artist could use this, or a hardcore shader programmer could use this, and they both can feel that it's a valid tool for them.
So it sounds like a lot of the technologies that were once sort of the tools, the everyday tools of someone at Pixar, for example, are now getting into the hands of game developers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my own background was just doing exactly that, writing shaders at Pixar and other places, and now that same kind of technology is available to be executed in real time. So we're bringing out tools that can make that workable for game developers.
It seems like the schedule that you're on right now, though, to hit November 2006, that's a pretty tight schedule, isn't it?
For the PlayStation itself?
Yeah.
I can't comment on that because I don't work for Sony.
No, but I mean, but in terms of like for the entire, but the whole industry around PlayStation 3 is now looking at November 2006. It's a pretty tight rollout, but not unlike making films or anything else, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up making television commercials and doing live TV. Live TV, I'm sorry, if there's nobody there, you go up with sock puppets in front of the camera and you put the show on, and that's what will happen, People will find ways to make their deadlines, and they will ship good games by that date. I have no doubt about that at all.
Well, thanks so much for the podcast, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.